You asked the question, are you under stress? It's possible to self-diagnose to see, you know, just how stressful life is for us and perhaps how we're managing it. And then you also write about stress-prone personalities.
Exactly. You know, there are the stress tests that we take, and we've got a few of them in the book, and those can be helpful, but a lot of us intuitively already know that we're experiencing stress. But we also know that there are certain things about ourselves that trigger the stress. We use an example of two moms whose daughters are getting married. Okay, 12 years ago now, our daughters were getting married within, I think, 6 weeks of each other. And so that was the summer of the wedding. And Nancy looked at their weddings, and we planned, and we did certain things, and we gave them a certain amount of money. We said, spend this money however you wish, but when it's gone, it's gone. You know, if you want to have a wedding, you know, for less, and then take the remainder and buy furniture, that's just fine. That's up to you. One of our daughters did, and the other maybe added a little bit to hers to get the wedding that she wanted, but weddings can be unbelievably stressful, mm-hmm. not only on the bride and the groom, but on parents and particularly sometimes the mother of the bride. And so we use the example of two women whose daughters are getting married. The one is like, wow, I'm rejoicing, I'm celebrating, this is fun. And she comes into it with the attitude, not everything will go right. Not everything will be perfect. This is not going to be this exactly perfect wedding. The other is totally stressed out. The rehearsal dinner has to be perfect. Not only the dress, but the cake and the flowers, and if some of the flowers are wilted, it's outrageous. And this is going on and that's going on. And she completely is miserable preparing for and experiencing her own daughter's wedding. And her daughter and everyone else knows she is miserable. Yeah. Now, what's the difference between these two? I mean, it's not that things go better for the one than the other. I mean, if the flower girl does this, the ring bearer does that, and he goes running off, and you know, all that, that's just people laugh. That's just part of it. It's no big deal. But it is a big deal to the person who must have it perfect. And that's a stress-prone personality, to expect life to be perfect and other people to be perfect. It's not going to work, and you and everyone else around you is going to be unhappy.